More tension in North Korea. Kim Jong-un declared Wednesday that his country would unveil a new strategic weapon in the near future. It's not clear exactly what Kim has in mind, but some analysts have suggested he's threatening to test a nuclear weapon in space.
That is an incredibly dangerous and provocative step that undermines the security of the entire world. I think the U.S., not only the United States, but the international community would have to have a very robust response.
But it might be something else, too, says Ambassador Wendy Sherman. She's a former U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Sherman had firsthand experience negotiating with the North Koreans during the Clinton presidency.
Kim Jong-un has played President Trump like a Stradivarius violin, quite frankly. I think Kim has used the photo opportunities with the president to gain credibility internationally, while at the same time buying time to develop more strategic and sophisticated weapons. Whether he has in fact achieved what he stated in that statement after the party meeting remains to be seen, but I have no doubt that Kim has continued development, even as he has restrained his testing of nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missiles, testing which I think is likely to begin again in the near future if diplomacy does not take hold.
I mean, Kim has surely taken advantage of the photo op. I would say President Trump has, too. We have to go back, though, to the start of Trump's tenure. I mean, policy did seem more serious. The White House was successfully pressuring China to rein in North Korea. I mean, don't you give the administration some credit for having at least some bones to begin with?
Look, I supported the president meeting with Kim Jong-un because in North Korea, only the leader matters, and the president of the United States happens to be a president who believes he's the only one who matters, and indeed he was the one who was elected president. So I supported that effort because I thought it might break through. It has not been successful, though it has stopped the testing of long-range ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons, which is a good thing, but not enough to stop the development of their nuclear program to build more sophisticated technology, because so much can be done on a computer without actually testing the weapon in the atmosphere. So, yes, I think there was the potential of a positive start, but there really hasn't been any progress anywhere since that initial invitation to work with each other.
So how would you define, Ambassador Sherman, the current U.S. strategic policy toward North Korea?
I think that's very hard. It's very hard for me to really understand what the strategic policy is in any of the president's national security and foreign policy. But if I were to take a guess, it would be to try to avoid war, find a diplomatic way out. Steve Biegun, who is now Deputy Secretary of State and remains the point person on North Korea, is a very capable professional. And if there is a way forward, he may be the person to find it if the president gives him the space, the team, and North Korea agrees to in fact have working level negotiations. We probably won't get to denuclearization anytime soon, but we certainly can take some interim steps to cap their program, to restrain their efforts, and to try to move towards denuclearization.
Right. In the meantime, Kim has said that North Korea is going to start mass production of nukes. What is your overall takeaway from Kim's speech at this end of the year party meeting?
Well, I think that it shows that Kim is in full control. Those party meetings only happen when the leader calls them, and they're a bit Potemkin, a bit unreal, in fact. But I think he's saying, okay, I'm in charge. I've got what I want. I'm going to proceed forward. I am a nuclear power. Do what you want. Say what you will. Happy to have continued conversations that apparently aren't going very far. But be clear, I'm not going to stop doing what I need to do to ensure the survival of this regime.
Help us understand what Kim Jong-un really believes in. I mean, does he believe so strongly in the philosophy of communism that he's ready to destroy his country and much of the Korean Peninsula?
He believes completely in his regime, in the dynasty that was created by his grandfather after the Korean War. He believes that denuclearization means that the United States should make sure that it can't use nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula, even if they are not currently on the peninsula, that they can't be launched from submarines or from airplanes on the Korean Peninsula. So for him, it's about the United States ensuring the survival of the dynasty his grandfather started, and for Kim to, in fact, be sure that he stays in power. So it is not so much about communist ideology, but rather the ideology of Juche, which is self-reliance, that North Korea doesn't need anybody to do anything. It is in charge of its own destiny.
Ambassador Wendy Sherman, the former Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Marco.